From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. To deal with migrant smuggling, NATO deploys warships to the Aegean Sea. NATO's European commander Thursday ordered three warships to move immediately to the Aegean Sea to help end the deadly smuggling of migrants between Turkey and Greece. Jens Stoltenberg, the NATO Secretary General, said the warships, now under German command, will conduct reconnaissance and surveillance to help end Europe's gravest migrant crisis since World War II, he said.
NATO's standing maritime group 2 is currently deployed in the region under German command. It will be tasked to conduct reconnaissance, monitoring and surveillance of the illegal crossings in the Aegean Sea in cooperation with relevant authorities.
NATO said its Secretary General will also step up intelligence, surveillance and reconnaissance activities on the Turkish-Syrian border. Russia is proposing talks about a ceasefire in Syria, but European diplomats are skeptical about the offer, which they see as a delaying tactic that would allow intense Russian airstrikes in Aleppo to continue. VOA's Pam Dawkins is covering the talks in Munich.
Russia has been strongly criticized for backing the Syrian government in relentless airstrikes in Aleppo. Those strikes have forced thousands of civilians to flee from their homes. Now, here in Munich, where the International Syria Support Group is meeting, Russia is proposing a ceasefire. There's word that the proposed date would be March 1st, although that has not been publicly confirmed by the State Department.
However, a U.S. spokesman said Washington wants an immediate truce. VOA News. South Korean workers have begun their pullout from the Kaesŏn Industrial Complex in North Korea following new sanctions imposed on Pyongyang for its recent nuclear and rocket test. Wednesday, Seoul announced it would suspend all activities at the industrial zone it operates jointly with North Korea to punish the Kim Jong-un government for its fourth nuclear test and the latest long-range missile launch. Pyongyang reacted to Seoul's announcement Thursday by declaring the industrial park a military control zone, according to the North's official KCNA news agency. North Korea also said it would immediately deport all South Korean nationals, freeze the assets of companies operating there, and called the shutdown a declaration of war. U.S. lawmakers are stepping up their efforts to punish North Korea following its latest missile launch. The Senate passed a bill expanding sanctions targeting Pyongyang and its foreign suppliers and collaborators. Wednesday's vote follows North Korea's launch of that long-range rocket Sunday, as well as a recent nuclear test. The chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Republican Bob Corker, says President Obama, under the legislation, would have more powers to investigate the situation.
The president will be required to investigate a wide range of sanctionable conduct, including proliferation of weapons of mass destruction, arms-related materials, luxury goods which affect the elite in that country, human rights abuses, activities undermining cybersecurity.
The Senate sanctions bill would have to be reconciled with similar legislation already passed by the House of Representatives unless the House passed the Senate version. In an announcement that electrified the world of astronomy, scientists said Thursday they have finally detected gravitational waves, the ripples in the fabric of space-time that Einstein predicted a century ago. Some scientists liking the breakthrough to the moment Galileo took up a telescope to look at the planets. The discovery of these waves, created by violent collisions in the universe, excites astronomers because it opens the door to a new way of observing the cosmos. For them, it's like turning a silent movie into a talkie because these waves are the soundtrack of the cosmos, they say. Until this moment, said Columbia University astrophysicist Zabolcs Marka, we had our eyes on the sky, but we couldn't hear the music. The professor said the skies will never be the same again. An all-star international team of astrophysicists used a newly upgraded and excruciatingly sensitive $1.1 billion instrument known as the LIGO to detect the gravitational wave. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.